Hello, everybody. This is Bill Mesnick from the Splendid Bohemians. I want to introduce a special Dig This episode that was never aired from the archives. It was recorded in June 6th, 2021, after the death of the Native American folk song poet Patrick Skye. And it was unearthed recently, and I want to share it with you. Thank you.
When first I came to town, I came in from the country. Not a penny did I have, not 1 cent could I offer. But still our love it grew, and our troubles, they were few, they were few. Many times I tried to tell you all the hurt that I was feeling, but thoughts stumbled in my mind, and words, they lost their meaning. I didn't mean to cause you pain, so I'm leaving once again, once again. As for you, your tears will heal all the wounds that have been opened. Just like time will clear the fields of all the flowers that have ripened. Of all these things, you can be sure only love.
My friends, welcome to a very special edition of Dig This with the Splendid Bohemians. This is going to be a special episode, unlike our program, Put on a Stack of 45s, or Bill's program, Captain Billy's Magic 8-Ball. On occasion, we're going to do a special when we feel compelled to do so, or an event transpires that we feel is worthy. And when artists pass, I guess you can make a case, you certainly can make a case, that we should have had a show on Jerry Jeff Walker, and we should have had a show on Billy Joe Shaver, and we should have had a show on A, B, C, D, and E, everyone who we have lost from a generation that defined who we are as human beings, as artists, and as how we see the world. Musicians and writers always gave me the map as to how you live your life, for better or for worse. And my partner, Bill Mesnick, and I were talking about a gentleman who just passed away, and I felt as if, due to a message from old friend Eric Anderson, one of the great folk artists of our generation. And when I say our generation, Bill, what generation are we talking about? Was it the greatest? It wasn't the greatest generation.
No, baby boomers, baby.
In some strange way, we were devoted and believed in the music and how it could change things. Excuse me, poetry, how it could change things. Art, how it could change things. And we sure gave it a good shot, didn't we?
Yes. Let's mention the name of the person to whom we are paying tribute.
Well, this is called in the excuse me, it's COVID. It's making a big return in my house. This is called the prologue when one is attempting to write a novel.
But there is a point in which the prologue is no longer a prologue. It is its own entity.
You know, I might really have tuberculosis or something here. We might have to go into it.
Have some Vasa.
I think what I need is to listen to TB Sheets. That's what I need. I need to understand.
Maybe allergies. You just had the gardener come.
Yes, the gardener was here.
Stir everything up.
Make a noise. The pollen's going everywhere. On May 27th, I receive a message from the wonderful Eric Anderson, writer of Thirsty Boots, Violets of Dawn, I Shall Go Unbounded, and a variety of other songs that helped form me. And this is what he wrote. Well, today's a big, bad, sad day for me personally and for all of us, songwriter, music lovers. The dark, well, he finally got there, and the yet was removed early this morning. Patrick Skye, the songwriter, singer, and Irish Julian Bagpipe Luther, has left this world into the light from a hospice in Asheville, North Carolina, but didn't leave us for good. Songs are spirits and always remain behind. You were my label mate at Vanguard Records. With his loving novelist and musician wife Kathy and devoted son Liam by his side and keeping tight grips on his hand, these past weeks, a hand finally slipped free and the angels carried Pat Skye away. I recorded, as many others did, his great song Many a Mile, and in the 60s Village, he and Buffy St. Marie and Peter LaFarge, writer of Ira Hayes, were close friends in more ways than one. They all shared Native American descent. Pat's was from Creek, from Georgia. He once fashioned a beautiful Indian mouth bow for Buffy, which I hope she still plays. Pat was also close friends to the great Dave Van Ronk, also known as the mayor of McDougal Street. They were musical drinking pals at the Kettle of Fish, and Pat always had a very droll, irreverent, bare sense of humor, who could laugh at his own jokes, always a brilliant mind, an insightful soul. But you couldn't take the business hassles. He couldn't take the business hassles of the music scene anymore. Last time we were together, we were doing a concert at the University of North Carolina, and we were interviewed by folk radio host Jeff Place of the Smithsonian Institute. Afterwards, we retired to his and Kathy's comfy mobile home and sat in the dark in chairs outside drinking beer and wondering what happened to whom and where did so-and-so go. You were always curious and full of keen questions. I'm still planning to record your great song, Nectar of God. Heard the rumor just confirmed by your son Liam, Joni Mitchell's song, Last Time I Saw Richard on her album Blue, was of course about you. Anyway, we are sending you big love and deep thanks for honoring us with your life and your music, dear amigo Patrick Skye. Now be safe on your journey home. Don't forget us. I first met
Beautiful.
Pat. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. At 14, I went to see Patrick Skye at Carnegie Hall, and I had the graciousness with which he allowed me to introduce myself and speak with him is something I'll never forget, as well as the presence and the state of mind that he had on that stage that evening. He was as good as any performer I had ever seen or heard, coming off of an album on Vanguard that contained three songs that to this day I recognize are essential: Many a Mile, Nectar of God, and Love Will Endure.
This is a song that was inspired by Albert Einstein. Mm-hmm. It's a dirty old world, it'll make a man cry. All the do-nothings live. God Almighty now, while the good people die. When I left home, my mother said, son, go into the world. God Almighty now, but don't go wrong. So here I sit in a world without pain, while the nectar of God, God Almighty now, well, it flows in my veins. Late in the evening and early in the morn, the mist on Dog Mountain hangs low. And the voice of my mother rides in on the downwind, saying, son, don't stay too long. The green leaves of autumn, they fall from the floor, and the inside is outside. God Almighty now, and I can't find the door. Lord, you ask what's the blues? Well, I'll tell you if I can. That's a $10 woman. God Almighty now, and a $5 man. Got the blues in my coffee and the blues in my head. If I die in the gutter, God Almighty now, well, at least I'd be dead. I don't like living, but I don't want to die. 'Cause if I was dead, God Almighty now, well, I'd miss getting high.
I weep for Patrick Sky in a way that I didn't for others that we've lost, for reasons that I think go back to our initiation, Bill.
That, I did not, I sort of knew Patrick's, I knew the name Patrick Sky. This is where, you know, I constantly am surprised and feel honored by your knowledge that you impart. So I went and did a little research, and the arc of Patrick Sky's career, that was what intrigued me instantly. This idea, you know, starting with this almost angelic voice coming out of those early Vanguard recordings, slightly nasal, slightly with a sense of humor, but this idea, but this purity of spirit. And then to realize that not that many years later, he sort of sabotages his career with this record, Songs That Made America Famous, this satirical record that, you know, he had a lot of trouble getting someone to put out. Adelphi Records eventually did, came out in 73, and is the most scathing, pissed off, provocative, you know, record. And then to just basically go totally off field and become a traditional Irish pipe maker and, you know, an expert on reels and jigs and things like that. And just, I mean, you can't calculate that this is the same person. So that was the theme that I was fascinated and I related to, having kind of disengaged myself from my particular artistic profession. So I'm sorry to diverge, but it just, that's the experience that I've had this week familiarizing myself with Pat Skye.
Well, I think what is important to understand is his political activism in the face of all of this. His having gone from Vanguard, where Love Will Endure, and Keep On Walking was a 45 RPM that the label had hopes for, but of course dissipated. He moves on to Verve Forecast, where a lot of artists, including Dave Van Ronk, wound up, Richie Havens, The Blues Project, records a song called Pinball Machine. High hopes for that. Nada. Moves on to Capitol Records, where he records his own composition, Lucky Me, but they back it with Dylan's One Too Many Mornings. Once again, nada. So by this time, this American Indian with this political bent is beginning to understand what he's up against. He's facing the corporate manipulations and the management breaks that everyone looks for. And if it doesn't come your way, if it doesn't break for you, the odds are you're going to be hanging in there for a very, very long time with nothing more than a bottle and disillusionment. So,
and we know people who did and have hung in there without any encouragement. Yet this man made a radical shift.
So the radical shift is a album called Songs That Made America Famous. And as you say, this recording is the complete polar opposite of what I witnessed at Carnegie Hall and the gentleman that I had come to understand as being this soul with a mystical heart. And a love for his land and a love for nature and an effort to understand how we're all connected. This leads him to songs, and these are the names of the songs on Songs That Made America Famous. And here's the songs, gang. Fight for Liberation, Ratcliffe Highway, Vatican Caskets, Child Molesting Blues, Okie, which is a takeoff, of course, on Haggard's Okie from Muskogee, which disturbed a lot of us. I took it as a joke. I went out, I bought the 45. I thought Merle Haggard was one of the great songwriters of all time. I didn't understand how serious this was until the last 4 years. Under All Flag. Then he does a duet about Vietnam with Dave Van Ronk, Luang Prabang.
About a guy who gets his balls shot off.
Yeah, guy who gets his testicles shot off. That's just side one.
When I came back from Luang Prabang, I didn't have a thing where my balls used to hang, but I got a wooden medal and a fine harangue. Now I'm a fucking hero.
Mark your deadline of the free. If you want to be a hero, follow me.
I fought for Christian democracy with nothing but air where my balls used to be. Now I'm a fucking hero.
Mourn your dead land of the free. If you want to be a hero, follow me. Mourn your dead land of the free. If you want to be a hero, follow me.
Yeah. We move on to side. That's just side one. Side two includes Our Baby Die, Ramblin' Hunchback, Bake That Chicken Pie, Rockstar, The Pope, Yonkers Girl, which is literally Zevon-esque, where he becomes the excitable boy to an extent that the excitable boy would probably have found uncomfortable, and ends the album with a wonderful ode to the Jewish people, H. Bromovitz.
Yeah, the money-grubbing Jew.
The money-grubbing
Jew. H. Bromovitz. And I had to say, I was with him all the way until Herb Bromovich.
Now,
it's interesting. The Village Voice in a review said, this LP is hard to find, but you could locate it probably at the Elgin Cinema between showings of Pink Flamingos. Now, he couldn't have, in any respect, have thought that this was going to catch on.
There was no in between. There was no time for us to get accustomed to the man who wrote Love Will Endure. And then there's like this vast silence for years for those who have ceased attempting to follow him, unless you stumble upon him in a club in Delaware. And then suddenly in 73... the next thing you know, here he is singing about guys getting their balls cut off and guys beating women to death in Yonkers, New York.
And you're saying that this was career disappointment that I am saying that
when you have nothing left to lose, in his particular case, my belief is very, very simple. My belief is he decided to make a drastic move based on his belief system. And his belief system is they don't want to really hear what I have to offer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer up what's going through my mind. You said something interesting. You think this record was recorded during a plague of insanity within him.
Yeah, I couldn't make heads or tails of the contrast but you're helping to elucidate that. Eric Anderson, the man that you that wrote that beautiful tribute, he also left the country, went to Oslo, and then to now he's in the Netherlands, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
this is no place. America's no place for folk singers.
It's no place for artists with a vision who don't know how to play the game or don't get the break that takes it out of their hands and you're going to get it anyway. How real it all must feel for one to attempt to be integrated in a society that makes believe you never existed. So when I wrap it up with Pat, I think Love Will Endure.
When first I came to town, I came in from the country. Not a penny did I have, and not 1 cent could I offer. But still our love it grew, and our troubles they were few. They were few. Many times I tried to tell you all the hurt that I was feeling, but my thoughts stumbled in my mind and in words lost their meaning. I didn't mean to cause you pain, so I'm leaving once again, once again. Ain't no need to think of me I'll be happy where I'm going. I've got roots that need a plan and a love that needs a growing. Where my pride won't have to bend and my lips can taste the wind. Taste the wind. As for you, your tears will heal all the wounds that have been opened. Just as time will clear the fields of all the flowers that have ripened. Of all these things you can be sure, only love.
Bill, you will also kindly include his bagpipe background to Ramsey Clark's salute to Phil Oakes at Phil Oakes Memorial. Pat Sky played, and Ramsey Clark, the most revolutionary attorney general this country has ever seen, spoke.
Justice. He didn't like to see suffering. When miners in Kentucky needed help, Phil Oakes was there. When a hurricane struck Florida, Phil tried to help those who survived and needed help. All through the civil rights days, the noblest quest of the American people in our time, the quest for equality, Phil sang and inspired us. The war darkened and Phil lightened our hearts, but steeled our purpose. Phil needed help at the end. As a friend, I knew that. I tried to help him, but you and I have to ask ourselves this. How is it that such a driven person, Phil was a poet of the first order. He was a genius, a caring, loving, giving person. How is it that a person with all those qualities couldn't find the help he needed in America? Let's ask ourselves that.
It's a great music, and it's a shame that it doesn't have a stronger meaning in this day and age.
Well, if the internet and all of civilization goes down, a man or a woman will still be able to take their guitar on their back and go from town to town and sing the news.
And maybe one day that's what it'll come down to, right? Right.
Yeah.
Go right back to the beginning.
Guitar is an important tool.
And as Phil Oakes called that his beautiful album, All the News That's Fit to Sing. The newspapers, of course, are gone. And who are the messengers? Who are the real messengers? Maybe Pat wasn't as crazy with songs that made America famous as we think.
Maybe crazy is the highest form of sanity in this case.
Yes, my friend. Yes, absolutely. We should all walk around in a nudie suit. Or as Muhammad Ali said to Elvis, "You are the prettiest man that I've ever seen, so I'm going to take the punches."
High props.
Not sure what that has to do with any of this, but I just remembered Elvis's meeting.
We're at that point now.
With Muhammad Ali, and yeah, we're at that point. My friend, later.